Hi there, I'm Sharon Robbins. I'm the business relationship manager at Happy Days Homeless Charity in Halifax, who support those in crisis and the homeless.
It sounds like you're doing really important work, and I'm looking forward to digging into a little bit more in terms of some of the stuff that you do. Just tell us a little bit about the background of the charity, if you would do.
We're actually celebrating our 10th year anniversary this weekend with
Wow. The
Big 10. We have an event every month to raise funds for the charity. So tomorrow's the Big 10. So it's our 10-year anniversary. We're a young charity that's growing quite rapidly as well at the moment. It was founded by a gentleman and his wife that it was giving out food parcels, and that was part of the Christians Together. But then Happy Days was born and has evolved, and it's just an amazing charity, absolutely amazing.
Obviously, it's 2024. The fact that you even exist and we have to have this conversation is a real slight on our whole system, really.
Absolutely.
It's crazy that there's so many ridiculously rich people in the world, and yet there's homeless people. How have you seen things change in the time that you've been working with the charity?
I've not been with the charity very long. However, what I will say is we all have a crossroad in life, and our service users, that, you know, some of them are in great trauma, some are in crisis, and they've not been able to take the paths that we take. Mm-hmm. You know, they can have had two paths and one says dead end, and they've had to take the path that they've taken. And everything we see day on day comes from childhood and trauma,
right,
and lifestyle. It's not everybody's choice, absolutely. Okay, some, yeah, maybe. But there's so many different journeys, so many different... You know, we've had people that at 13 years old had, you know, the parents sent them out for prostitution.
Wow.
I mean, wow. And this is what we're trying to do, is look at sustainable, independent living. So they come to us, we've got support workers that give them support, and try and move our service users onto sustainable living with support.
How bad is the homeless problem at the moment?
Bad. I think when I last looked at the statistics, which will probably be wrong because obviously homeless don't check in, I think it was 1,014 in Halifax.
Right, wow.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, that is.
And we have accommodation through winter with eight pods. We can't open the winter shelter, which we're trying to do from March to October, because we haven't got the funding for it. So we can, you know, we've got these eight pods and people come and go, and we support them through the winter months. But what do they do at the end of March? You've seen the weather, it's April.
Mm.
Still cold.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's bad.
What can people do to help? What can people like me do to help?
So somebody like yourself, we've got an amazing group of volunteers. People volunteer for us. Flexible. They can do 4 days, they can do half a day, they can do 1 day. I have corporate groups of volunteers, which is amazing, that big companies and smaller companies, they give their staff a day to come and volunteer with us. We're very fortunate. And also, you know, businesses under the CRS umbrella, they can help on a regular basis. They can donate to us, you know, monthly.
Yeah.
They can come and support us at events. It's wide. There's so much that people and businesses can do for us to help. We are aware there's lots of charities out there. Absolutely, there's some fantastic charities. But there's also a lot needed as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said. If anyone wants to find out more or maybe see how they could get involved and how they could help, what's the best way for them to do that?
Our website, happydaysuk.org. Everything's on there.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much for your time.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary for this weekend.
Thank you.
That's a huge milestone.
It is.
Well done on doing such amazing work and helping people in the most difficult of circumstances. I think
Thanks
it's fantastic
so
what you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Jane. Thanks very much.